Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Can we make Advent more exciting? I ask, where is the adventure in Advent? Advent refers to Christ's coming and our waiting for it. Adventure is about action, sometimes risky action. Today's gospel image of the sheep, shepherd, and lost lamb is a peaceful one. It doesn't seem adventurous. The rolling hills with bleeding sheep, the shepherd who comes down from the hills, all very nice and reassuring. But where is the adventure? Or could it be that finding the lost lamb is really a very risky business? The word adventure may not be in scriptures, but wasn't Jesus adventurous? When he talked to the Samaritan woman at the well, wasn't that rather risky? What about when Jesus asked the tax collector Zacchaeus to come down from the tree during his entry into town? "Zacchaeus, I'm going over to your house tonight." What a risky thing Jesus said and did. But in both cases, all he did was what a good shepherd would do: reach out to the lost sheep. Talk and walk with the lost sheep. Let's look at a more contemporary example, which, although it occurred in the 1930s, happens every day on our city streets. There was a man, a nameless man, who went out of his way to walk and talk with his friend Bill, who was drinking himself to death. He suggested some spirituality or religion. Bill had looked at religion a number of times, but he wasn't impressed. Finally, though, he did get a spark. This is what Bill later said. Quote, "My friend suggested what then seemed a novel idea. He said, 'Why don't you choose your own conception of God?' The statement hit me hard. It melted the icy intellectual mountain in whose shadow I had lived and shivered many years. It was only a matter of being willing to believe in a power greater than myself. Nothing more was required of me to make my beginning." That is the story of the lost lamb, Bill W., co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. Where would he have been without his adventurous friend who risked his time to simply walk and talk with Bill? To end, this month marks the 30th anniversary of the death of four U.S. churchwomen, Dorothy Cazell, Mara Clark, Ita Ford, and Jean Donovan, who were brutally murdered in El Salvador in 1980. Sister Ita Ford wrote about her experience, quote, "Am I willing to suffer with the people here, the suffering of the powerless? Can I say to my neighbors, 'I have no solutions to this situation. I don't know the answers, but I will walk with you, search with you, be with you.'" What a simple yet risky thing to say in the pre-Civil War days of El Salvador. "I will walk with you, search with you, be with you." So, to put the adventure into Advent, it seems we must do something, something like Jesus the Good Shepherd did. Simple things, yet full of adventure.